Roadman, today I want to give you two strategies that's going to change your productivity forever. Let's cue that intro. The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast. Roadman, welcome back to another Roadman Cycling Podcast. I don't know where you're listening these days, because we're doing the video, we're doing the audio thing. Look, the real place to consume this, it's over on the podcast format. It's on all the good podcast places, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever else you get them. And Android's weird, isn't it? You know what? It's iTunes, it's just iTunes. When you have Android, you have all these different, I listen on Podbean. It's like, fuck off. Anyway, it's on video, it's on audio. Go out, ride your bike and stick it in your ear. That's the way it's meant to be consumed. Today I'm going to talk to you about two strategies that's going to completely change your productivity forever. And Jen, like, I'm serious. These two strategies are absolutely phenomenal today. Like, I'm really, these have helped me so much. I can't tell you. A couple of public service announcements before I dive in. Over on Patreon, I've dropped a massive members only Patreon podcast. Over on patreon.com, I talked about yesterday how I have an upcoming training camp in Girona. It's going to be absolutely epic. I've just booked the villa in Girona and it's going to be phenomenal. The villa is pimping. We're going to do this. We're calling it the Rocker Cobra Challenge, where the idea with Rocker Cobra, it's a fabled climb. Everyone knows it. It's where Armstrong used to test himself. Wiggins used to test himself. So this climb is spectacularly hard. It's about 13 kilometers long. I think it averages around 7%. It's the de facto go-to bucket list climb, number one on your bucket list that you need to put on. But the Roadman Challenge we're having during our training camp over there. So the idea is to try and ride this climb in your age plus 10 minutes. Now, that's more difficult than it sounds. If you're a 30-year-old rider, you need to get up there in 40 minutes. Jay Vine, friend of the show's podcast, or Jay Vine, who's been on the podcast, his record is 26 minutes up there. So that shows you how difficult it is. So if you're up for that Roadman Challenge and you want early access to the training camp, members of Patreon are getting early access to the training camp. I just dropped a Patreon-only podcast over there. It costs you so little, it's ridiculous to get access to Patreon. Access to Patreon costs you the price of a beer once a month, literally a fiver a month. It supports the podcast, it keeps us going forward, and it's going to get you early access to the pod or to the Roadman training camp in Girona. The dates for it are the 17th to the 22nd of October. I'm absolutely pumped. I cannot wait. It's going to fill up super fast because it's a small, limited number camp. So the link for Patreon is down below. It's patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh. Go and check that out, folks. Okay, Roadman, these two strategies, and I joke not, these are two phenomenal ones. So these are about improving your focus and your productivity. So we live in a world where focus, to be honest, it's more valuable than intelligence, because everybody is just so distracted with social media, news. Like, can you believe the news anymore? They're just like propaganda channels. On one side, in, you know, the US, you have a Republican channel. The other side, you have a Democratic channel. It's just so hard to focus now. You're getting bombarded with debates about COVID. You're getting bombarded about debates about travel, how to look after your health. It's ridiculous. I've never known a more distracted time in our lives. I'm going to stop waffling. These two rules are anything but waffle. Rule number one, it's the 90-91 principle. I'm going to repeat that again. 90-91. And so this is the challenge. For the next 90 days, you're going to spend the first 90 minutes of your day working on the single thing that's going to move you forward. Repeat it, because this is epic. When you wake up, 90 minutes you're going to spend straight away So for 90 days, the first 90 minutes of your day are going to be dominated with the single item, the big domino that is going to move you forward. You get to choose what area you want to move forward in, if it's a health, if it's family, it's business. This is the single most game-changing opportunity you're going to get to transform your life. Contrast this with what you do at the moment or what everyone else does at the moment. You get up in the morning, they're talking shit if they get to work, they're scrolling on social media, they're aimlessly reading the newspaper or consuming online content, they're listening to the radio. You need to protect this first 90 minutes of your morning like it's a force field around it, because you're never going to have this focus and you're never going to have this energy at any other time in the day. It's the 90-91 rule. All I do, folks, is literally trawl through journals and study top performers. And when I found this rule, I was like, holy shit, this is phenomenal. And the second one strategy I want to talk about this productivity and how you can change it forever, it's tight bubble focus, it's called. So the idea of tight bubble focus, it's contrasting A producers from B and C producers. A producers are the legends who are excelling in whatever their discipline is. If it's in cycling, if it's in academia, if it's in business, they're the ones getting shit done. They're the ones moving the human race forward. The rest of us, B's and C's, they're distracted motherfuckers. They're the ones that do their work tipping away, listening to music, listening to work or news is on in the background. Their phone is beside them. They're talking to people around them, or even worse, there's toxic people in the room with them. I remember when I first stumbled upon this, this is back when I was doing Leave Insert, and I didn't have a name for it, like tight bubble focus at the time. I called it Jedi Knight focus, and I remember distinctly even talking to my parents going, I'm going into Jedi Knight mode. And I was always quite academic in school, but I've never done it for long periods because I wanted to be a pro footballer. That was the goal. So I literally, every waking hour, I used to play football, just honing the craft and seeing how far I could go. But I knew when it came to school, I could just switch it on. And I could switch it on for a tight period, if it's 2 weeks, if it was 4 weeks, depending on the exam. But when I went into Jedi Knight focus mode, that was it. I built a cocoon around myself. So what you need to do is you need to install environment that is a tight bubble of focus. So strategies I use for this that are absolutely brilliant. I have a timed lockbox for my phone. So right now I'm in podcast mode. My phone ain't going off. I'm in podcast mode. I have a lockbox for my phone and there's a timer on it and the timer pops up. I'll set it for 4 hours and I know I'm getting 4 hours of total absolute zen focus time. That's the first thing I do. No tabs on your screen, like only have open what you're actually working on. And here's a killer one for you. Get your headphones on exactly like this, big set of noise cancelling cans, and put Brain FM in your ear. It's a website you go to and it's brilliant. It's a technology that's used to, and this is off their website, to elicit strong neural phase locking. That sounds like something out of Star Wars. So it allows neurons to engage in various kinds of coordinated activity, which remove the distraction of sound from the outside world. It's next level. When you're listening to this stuff, you're in this crazy trance, working through, getting shit done like you wouldn't believe. If you stick the phone in the box, only have tabs open on what you're working on, and have that Brain FM going on in the background, folks, that is legendary. And if you combine that with the 90-91 principle I talked about at the start, that is epic. And that's how I run my workday. I don't work for these huge, long periods of time. I get really focused time. And people who know me will know that there's certain times of the week where I am extraordinarily hard to reach. And that's because I'm in this focused, zen focused mode of getting shit done. And integrate those two into your routine, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a complete game changer. Folks, the Patreon link is down below if you want to get early access to that training camp. That's going to be off the hook. Thank you for joining me, Roadman. Tomorrow I'm back with such an amazing interview. It's Danny Morrell I have on the podcast tomorrow, and Danny is a dude who built a property empire. There's nothing else you could call it. When you sell your company for over $1 billion, you get to call it an empire. Danny sold his company for over $1 billion, and since then he's devoted his life to figuring out what makes people happy, what makes people healthy, and what makes people live longer. Can you think of anyone more suited to talk to us on our quest for health, happiness, and longevity? It's an absolutely epic interview, and it was so, so difficult for me to get this interview, folks. You wouldn't believe the hoops to jump through to get an interview with a guy like that. You know, he's 300,000 followers or something on his Instagram alone. He is gated and guarded at so many levels, like nothing I've ever seen before. It's a brilliant interview. So stay tuned for that one tomorrow, folks. And I will chat to you then. Okay, stop what you're doing. It's Anthony again. I want to talk to you for 1 second about the next step in the Roadman journey. I'm laying down a challenge for you. It's called the 8-Week Challenge. So for 8 weeks, I'm challenging you to be the very best version of yourself, whatever that is. For 8 weeks, I want to take you under my wing, and I want to personally build for you a customized training plan on our analytics platform. This plan is going to be laser focused on your goal, and I'm going to navigate around your life, your work, your social commitments, so don't worry about what your circumstances are right now. I remember after I took some time out of cycling, I went off and thought I was Billy Big Businessman. I came back and I realized I wanted to get into cycling, but I knew after a bit, the training alone, it actually wasn't making me any fitter. I needed an entire system. It needed a 360 overhaul. So for the first time ever, I want to share with you this exact system I used to get back in shape. I'm talking stuff like, I'm going to give you my morning routines, the cold therapy I used, the cookbooks and recipes I used, and even the motivational audios I listened to get back on track. So right now, what I want you to do is pause this audio, go to roadmancycling.com/8week, or check out the link in the bio, click that. So one more time, it's roadmancycling.com/8week. Chat to you all soon.